Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It's too late. The mailing deadlines have passed. The stores will be closing shortly. There are no more Christmas parties that you need to attend. The secular season of Christmas is over. Tonight we cease all those worldly Christmas activities and we place our focus where it truly needs to be, the real reason for the season. Over the last four Sundays, those candles in our Advent wreath have been getting brighter and brighter as we first lit one and then a second and a third, and tonight we have five candles burning there. You may also have noticed that the baby Jesus was not in the creche out in the narthex. But Keith is checking and it's there tonight, because tonight the baby Jesus comes to us. We were in Advent. Advent is over. Christmas is now here. So are you ready? Are you ready for that Christ to come and enter in, as that Christmas carol suggests? I hope you do, because ready or not, Christ is coming tonight. Tonight, another generation hears that story that we've heard so many times before. Somewhere around 2,000 times, that story has been told over and over and over again, and it never gets old. My hope is that these readings that we hear tonight will recreate or create for you an image of what Christmas might be like. It reminds you, I hope, of the true Christmas. Because tonight we receive the ideal gift, the gift that is just right for each one of us. The gift that will not only last a lifetime, but the gift that will last even through all eternity. That nativity scene that you see out there and the images that you have in your mind, I hope, fill your mind and your heart with images of peace and serenity in the world. There's Mary and Joseph kneeling in awe around the baby Jesus in the manger. The shepherds who are tending their flocks out in the field hearing the good news. The entire countryside being illuminated by singing angels. Glory to God and peace on earth to all men. And then we'll hear of the Magi who come and bring gifts to praise Jesus, and they come from a long distance. All of those mental images help us to remember what happened that night long, long ago. And those images also teach us some truths about today and its reality. It was heavenly angels who set the stage to first honor that newborn king. It was angels who announced the Savior's birth, and not to royalty or not to the important people or not to the rulers of the church, but the angels announced Christ's birth to lowly shepherds. And it was a star that announced Christ's birth for all the Gentiles, that brought the Magi from afar who followed that star. You see, God doesn't turn anyone away. He doesn't look at their status. He doesn't look at their achievements. He doesn't look at their intellect. He doesn't consider how much money they have or the color of their skin. Christ, you see, was born for all, to save us all. Christmas Eve has always been really special for me. There's something about the ambiance of Christmas Eve. Maybe it's more in my head than in reality, but there is a certain serenity, there is a certain calm, there's a certain quiet that I feel on Christmas Eve. And those three things are amplified by Christmas carols and by candlelight, things that really enhance what we're feeling. So let me ask you this. What is it that makes Christmas Eve so special for you? Some of you might say it's the gifts that you receive. Some of you might say it's because family is present once again and we haven't had the whole family together for a long time. Perhaps it's because you are reminded of the time when your children were much younger and they tore into those Christmas presents with enthusiasm that just cannot be repeated. What joy it was to see them enthusiastically opening those gifts and the excitement they saw as they realized what their gifts were. Those are all good reasons for Christmas to be remembered. Good reasons for Christmas to be special. But let me challenge you to recall even one of the gifts that you got last Christmas. The toys that the children got are probably worn out, and if they're not worn out, they're probably thrown out. Perhaps you could find that sweater or that tie that you got last year or a year before someplace in the bottom of the dresser. That watch that I received so many years ago that I was so happy to receive is now lying in a box somewhere in the family room or in the guest room. I don't know that I could find it. We don't remember the gifts that we got. But I remember the Christmas programs that I participated in as a kid. I remember nervously reciting some of the very verses that we heard this Christmas Eve. Tonight, we, like generation after generation, still look forward to Christmas Eve. It just never seems to get old. Have you thought about why that might be? While we certainly look forward to family gatherings and giving and receiving gifts, may I suggest that there's another reason that we look forward to Christmas. Tonight we receive the best possible gift that we could possibly receive. It's a gift from God. It's the gift of the baby Jesus. And so while we look forward to new and different toys and new and different gifts from our family this year, the gift of God remains the same year after year after year. For a lot of Christians, for a lot of people in general, Christmas is a time of loneliness and emptiness. You see, they get too focused on the secular world. They get too focused on all of the buying and the giving and the hype of Christmas. And when you do that, that God-shaped hole in your heart doesn't get filled. And that's why you end up feeling lost and empty and unfulfilled. You see, without Christ in your life, the inside of your heart gets as cold and dark as the nights that we see this time of the year. And that darkness cannot be driven out by all of the lights through all of the world. It's no wonder when we don't focus on the true meaning of Christmas that we feel empty and dark and lost. But with Christ, there is light. It's Christ who brings light into the world. Our reading tonight says, the light shines into the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. In that hymn, O Little Town of Bethlehem, we sang, cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us tonight. Jesus is that light that shines into the darkness of this world. It is He who shines the light into our lives. It is He who casts out our sin. It is He who enters into our hearts this evening. So, yes, indeed, we look forward to Christmas for gifts that we're going to receive and for family that we're going to see and the togetherness that goes along with Christmas. But it is not those things that fill that God-shaped hole in our hearts. When that hole is not fulfilled, then you don't have peace and happiness. But when Christ comes in, when he casts out your sin, when he enters your lives, when he is born again in us today, it is then that we no longer feel empty and lost, but we feel filled with the true joy of Christmas. May Christ be born again in you tonight. Amen. Now may the peace that surpasses all understanding, may the Christ who casts out all your sin be born again in you this night. Amen.